Yes, the ticket is 30 and proud of it. We have been celebrating here in 2024, our 30th anniversary. And joining us now in the ticket hotline is somebody else celebrating a 30th anniversary. In fact, yesterday, March 7th, was the day. 30 years as the sports anchor at Fox 4. You also know him as the fourth muser. It's Mike Ducey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Craig.
Yay, Mike.
Congratulations on an amazing 30-year run that has kind of paralleled the ticket. Do you want to tell the story that you've told so many times about when you first were announced as the anchor at Channel 4, you came on this show?
I'll take it from here, Craig. Thanks. Yeah, I'm at DFW Airport, number one, this morning. So if there's some extra noise, I apologize. No. No autographs right now, folks. Sorry.
Please. That has never happened. Never happened.
So, no, I had gotten a job here in Dallas, but I was finishing up my time in Cedar Rapids, and I did an interview with this young radio duo from the Ticket in Dallas, Dunham and Miller. So I remember specifically doing this interview on the phone. And as I hang up, I'm thinking, God, if these guys can make it in Dallas, I sure as hell can.
That's so funny because we never remember that interview. I have no recollection of that whatsoever. But
I sound more like Dale every time I tell that story.
True story. Now, that is remarkable, Mike. Same station for 30 years. You should be congratulated. We give you a hard time, but you are incredible. And that longevity shows it right there, that you've been there and doing so well for 30 years. Congrats.
Appreciate it, guys. And you helped make yesterday really special. You all did video tributes. George went so far as to record a special version of the Free For All song tailored to my 30th anniversary. Craig gave a very touching tribute as to how I was the best anchor that he'd ever seen outside of Dale and Clarice and four or five others. And of course, Gordon forgot to do his tribute.
Oh,
so he
my
beat me
gosh.
By having me on the Twitch stream for like 2.5 hours last night. So that was his special way of
seeing it. That was the way you made up for
it. Yeah, okay. Your guys, you only did something like with 30 seconds for Ducey. I actually gave him a couple hours of video.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, yeah.
And then my teammates at Fox 4 Sports put together a really nice show that aired at like 11:30 last night.
Yeah, we wondered about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to stay up to try to watch it, but and I even tried to record the shows that would where I guessed the show would run, but even that didn't catch it.
I think we're going to post it on FoxFourNews.com, but it was really well done, and I appreciate what they did, and they made it a really cool day, as did so many P1s. You know, this is a time where social media can be fun, actually, because you get so much nice feedback from people. I swear, probably half of the social media traffic that I saw regarding this anniversary had a ticket reference attached to it, which is unbelievable to me, but I appreciate it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so what was the day like? Was it reflective? Did you do a lot of drinking, full of surprises? What was it like?
Craig, it was kind of a sad day when I realized that for 30 years I've been trying to get to the network and still haven't managed. The reality hit me, and it was a little tough at first. But then I realized, you know, there are a lot of people rooting against me early on. And
that's right.
And I managed to overcome adversity. God, I sound like an athlete here. All that adversity I had to overcome.
Everybody was against you. Yeah, I remember it that way.
It's a little reflective. And I was talking to Clarice about this, and she was one of the first people to say hi to me in the station that very first day. And we talked for a while, and she said, one thing to always remember is that Thursday is the day you pick up my dry cleaning. And it always stayed with me.
Oh, that's touching.
And that's why you're leaving town today, because yesterday you had to get her dry cleaning.
Exactly. I can never travel on Thursdays. Kind of hinders the old schedule a little bit. But, you know, you work around it.
Well, we wonder if you were drinking on your 30th anniversary yesterday, because when Gordo did dial you up on Twitch.
Oh, no.
We got to hear this laugh earlier, and we've heard you laugh before, but I don't think I've ever heard you laugh this hard.
There's a little bit of it. It went on like twice as long as that, too.
What was your line to him? Biden is in the chamber.
So the context.
Another way of saying he was making a run to the bathroom.
Yeah, the context is this here to me that I can't stand it when I hold on. I'll get to it. You have odd reactions to caffeine, Mike.
That's how I react to everything.
I claim to have diarrhea when he drinks caffeine.
Oh, Biden's entering the chamber. Biden's entering the chamber.
Is that your euphemism for you're going to the bathroom? That's what you're screaming as you're running across your house, as your wife's going, "What's wrong? What's wrong?"
Oh, I'm grabbing the pain bar.
So it went on and on.
Golly, that's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
See, it did sound like he was drinking, didn't it?
Yeah. He gets pretty drinky before those shows.
Yeah.
Something about that line just tickled me. And I'm like, Sam and my other coworkers, I think, thought they were going to have to get the paddles out there. Daddy might be gone for a moment. But. It's fun to laugh a little bit.
It is fun. Yeah. Just for a little bit.
So
yeah.
True.
Okay, so refresh our memory. When you got to town, was that like the week Jimmy and Jerry got in a fight, or was that like a week later? How did that timing work?
I was hired, obviously, in March of 94, and we were a CBS station at the time. We had all the coaches' shows and stuff. So I thought one of the big attractions was I'm going to do the Jimmy Johnson show, you know?
Yeah.
And I get down here, and it was like 3 weeks later when that whole thing blew up. And I remember standing at Valley Ranch doing those live shots, just trying to make sure I got the names right, you know, not Jimmy Jones and Jerry Johnson, you know, the other way around.
That must have been insane coming from Iowa. And then because that was maybe the craziest 3 days that we ever had around here.
Yeah, it was nuts. And I'll tell you, of the tributes that people gave last night, and some people said some really kind words, Troy Aikman and Dirk, among many, many others, but Barry Switzer said a few words as well, and it just tickled me to see the coach again, because he was so good to me when he was hired there, and I did his coach's show for his entire time here, which was kind of a wild ride, as you might imagine. But yeah, it was head spinning for everybody. But you're right, especially somebody who hadn't been around here at all before.
You know, we got asked this on our 30th anniversary. When the ticket started, how long did you think you would be there? When you got hired at Channel 4, how long did you think you'd be there?
To give you an idea, my wife and I rented our first year. We rented a house. We're like, let's just sign a year lease. This thing probably isn't going to work. Let's try to put a little bit of money away, and then we'll move back to the Midwest. And, I think we always, for the first few years, thought we would eventually move home. But then, guys, and wait for this line, this became our home and still is. And it's been a good one. Seriously.
So corny for 30 years, Mike Ducey.
Yeah, I'll get a selfie in a second here with you guys. Just let me wrap this call up, okay?
Such bad acting.
Okay.
Were you about to take some vacation time, Mike?
Nah, just a little weekend getaway here, and just a way to kind of reflect on 30 years and hopefully lose consciousness here soon on the plane.
Yeah, you were up late last night and had to get up early to catch this flight. What'd you get, like 4 hours?
Something like that, Craig. But, you know, when you're running on the kind of adrenaline that I was, I had like 6 pieces of that cake that they brought out last night. It was incredible. So it was a little jittery afterwards, a little tough going to sleep. But thanks to everybody for making it such a special day, and seriously, including everybody at the ticket. It was really cool how everyone said so many kind words. And I say this all the time with you guys, but I honestly do mean it. The kind of feedback I get from just being on the ticket a handful of times a year is a real, I guess, statement as to the kind of reach that the ticket has and maybe how insignificant my TV work is as well.
Don't say it that way. People love it when you jump on the ticket. How many do you think you'll ever catch Clarice, and how many years is she up to? Is it 44?
Yeah, I think maybe she's hit 45. In fact, I think 79 is when she got here.
Okay,
so
yeah,
be right 45. Right at 45 now. But it's funny because I talked to her, obviously, a lot yesterday, and it just doing the math in my head, I realized that I've now been here twice as long as she was when I arrived here, which tells you how long she's been here.
Well, Mike, congratulations on 30 great years at Fox 4. Thank you for the time from the airport this morning. It's been great working with you and getting to know you over the years. And, of course, you and I share a birthday, which
that's
makes us
special
soulmates. And we love you very much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I can hang around a couple more seconds.
No, we got to make way for Zippy the Clown.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right.
We good.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thanks.
We do love you, though, Mike. Congrats.
Safe travels.
Love you. Bye.
There he goes, Mike Ducey from Fox 4, 30 years at Fox 4.
He's so great.
Yesterday on March 7th.